Don Bland is the executive director of the Central Texas Humane Society. He's giving me a tour of Waco's animal shelter and showing me some of the improvements that would happen if the city renovates the facility. Having space to house more pets might be the biggest takeaway, but also the present facilities are just really hard to clean.
And when they clean these kennels, they actually physically have to remove the dog. Put it somewhere, and if there's not an empty kennel, they have to put it out in the playpen. And if it's raining, they can't put it in the playpen. They have to bring a crate in here and put it in a crate while they clean this, let it dry, and then put them back in.
The improvements would include a new adoption center, a bigger pet play area, more dog kennels, and an on-site vet clinic. Waco City Council has committed about $500,000 to fund an expansion of the animal shelter, but they're looking for $1.5 million in community pledges. That's coming from citizens, grants, and foundations.
If we could get a new shelter built that would handle more animals and was more, you know, adoption friendly, easier to clean, all those good things, I know that we could be a no-kill shelter.
That's Dory Helm with the City of Waco. The city has been moving towards a no-kill status for a couple years now. No-kill means a live exit rate of over 90%. In 2012, only 33% of the animals that came into the shelter ever came out. That number almost doubled to 61% in 2013. And this year, 83% of the animals that come to the shelter are adopted, rescued, or reclaimed. So how'd the city get those good numbers?
Really, the only way to address intake is to deal with overpopulation.
The city is trying to control the animal population in a big way. Earlier this year, the city passed a law that required all animals to be spayed or neutered and microchipped, and the Humane Society set up volunteer groups to help people with low incomes get their animals spayed or neutered for free. But the city says trying to control Waco's animal population only works to a certain point. Every city's going to have to deal with strays or unwanted pets and take care of the animals once they get them, and that's hard to do when parts of the animal shelter are over 50 years old.
You know, it's a common problem in every city. You know, sometimes you're behind the curve, and we were just overgrown with dogs and cats. And so we knew the shelter was taxed. We knew our animal control officers were having a hard time.
Another focus of the renovations will be to create a better environment to adopt animals. Don Bland with the Humane Society envisions it as a welcoming place where families could spend an afternoon looking at the animals.
It'll be, you know, shade cloth and nice pens and areas to visit and play and exercise the animals, and look more like a playground, I think, than a bunch of rocks under a tree.
The Humane Society and City will be announcing a campaign to raise funds for the renovations next week. And the Humane Society's Wine and Food Festival benefit is October 25th in Indian Spring Park. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.